All right, NFL draft analyst for The Athletic, Dane Brugler, put out his full seven-round mock draft earlier this week. And with the Falcons having the eighth overall pick, he has them selecting Dallas Turner, the edge rusher out of Alabama. His reasoning, there is a good chance we see something this year that has happened just once. That was back in 2021 in the Super Bowl era. No defensive player selected in the first seven picks of the draft. Now, if that comes to fruition, the Falcons will have their choice of the top defensive player on their board at number eight. And I don't think many people will be surprised if that is Turner. How do we even, why would it not just be, and I'm just, I guess, being sassy here, like, why would you not just say, oh, the top 10? What is it, top seven? No defensive player ever? I don't know. I get it. I guess there probably hasn't been one.
For comparison's sake to 2021, yes. I guess. Look, this is going to be, in my opinion, guys, this is going to be a draft of runs. I think you're going to see a run on quarterbacks and then a run on receivers. I honestly, at this point, have no idea what the Falcons will do at eight. The Falcons are in such a strange position in this draft because right after they're done, I think you're going to see a run on offensive tackles. The guy out of Penn State, Oregon State, obviously Joe Alt being at the top of that board, but I think you're going to see a heavy, heavy run on offensive linemen after the wide receivers. The Falcons are kind of in that point where you don't have to draft a quarterback. You obviously just got a new wide receiver core for all intents and purposes, and you have two pretty good offensive tackles that are under contract for the foreseeable future. So they're kind of in a spot where a defensive player just makes sense, but if they weren't to take one there, I think you would see another few picks go off the board before you even saw one.
Well, look, they could also be in the middle of a wide receiver run because that wide receiver run could be 1-2. It could be a trade, then 1-2. Oh, hold on a second. Joe Alt just went off the board randomly, and the Falcons could have a wide receiver sitting in their lap, and it could be Adunze or Neighbors, because I think we all kind of assume and agree that Maserati Marv will be the first one off the board. That being said, the Falcons could then, to your point, also go Dallas Turner, and then that could kick off the run right after them of offensive tackles. The thing that I thought Brugler did a full mock draft, all seven rounds. And the interesting thing to me, and I'll let Tiffany read the names, but to set her up, the first three picks the Falcons have, according to Dane Brugler, are going to be defense, which I think a lot of this fan base would love. Now, some of them might miss out on what we talked about a couple of days ago, that, you know, Ladd McConkey in the second round, if that was a possibility. But I think the first three picks of the draft going defense and positions of somewhat need would be big for the fans would love that.
So Brugler goes on, and as Bo was just getting to, with the 43rd overall pick, that would be in the second round, they select Mike Hall Jr., defensive tackle out of Ohio State. In the third round, Kamari Lassiter, the corner out of Georgia. And then in the third round, and this is the 79th overall pick via Jacksonville, so they acquired this pick from the Calvin Ridley trade, they're going to take Devontae Walker, the wide receiver out of North Carolina. And then with the fourth round pick, Delmar Glaze, offensive tackle out of Maryland. And then with the fifth round pick, Tyke Smith, safety out of Georgia. He also has them with the 187th overall pick, which is in the sixth round. Rasheen Ali, so running back out of Marshall. So
yeah, I'll start with the Mike Hall tip. He's a guy that he's only about 6'2 to 6'3 in that range and 300 pounds only. Some people list him a little bit under 300, but The mock-up or the read-up that I've seen of him, the research I've done, is he's a little bit of a slimmer build for that, longer arms. He actually played offensive line in high school. He's a really talented player that's been nagged with injuries. But some people, Mike, and I want to get your kind of take on this with him, is he's got real long arms. Some people feel like with that build that he has, he's not set up for the interior as much in certain schemes. And if you're running a true 3-4, you know, he's a guy that maybe could roll in that outside defensive tackle, so to speak, with,
right.
You know.
It's a four technique in football terms. And yeah, I mean, that's kind of what you want. That is made up of tweeners. Those are two gappers. And the reason you have bodies like that as two gappers at the four technique, and the spot I mean is you have a guy playing head up to an offensive tackle. And by two gap, what you're saying is basically he is responsible for the outside shoulder and the inside shoulder of the tackle and reading which way his helmet goes. And the good thing about having longer arms and a little bit more of a slender build is that you can shed the offensive tackle either way, and you can actually poke your head out, get separation from the offensive tackle, and read what's going on in the backfield. It's not always something you have when you have the shorter, stubbier version of defensive tackles on the interior. They're more of shoulder, rip and run kind of players, anchoring the point, taking on double team kind of guys. And so if you do have that head up four technique and Mike Hall is the way they go, I think he fits well. And honestly, I think that would be a hat tip to what you will see schematically from the defense. I think that leans more to the two-gap, zero-nose style that you might see from this team moving forward. So that would be a little bit of an indicator for me.